Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Just a couple more days until the biggest meal of the year. And I imagine more than a few folks are sweating it out. What am I going to put on the table next to the turkey? And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, there are a lot of great options available even at this late hour.
Sure. So we'll do Thanksgiving sides round two.
Okay, let's do it.
Sure, sure. Obviously, bread is something we want to put on the table. Certainly, it's a lengthy process to possibly bake sort of traditional, but a quick bread would be great.
Yeah.
Irish soda bread is a great sort of easy, very simple, and very lovely quick bread to make.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a little bit of, you know, sort of making it more Thanksgiving-esque by adding some pumpkin puree and dried cranberries.
Nice.
A few sort of baking spices and making this pumpkin cranberry soda bread.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy. Mix it. You can do it as a loaf or you can do it as small rolls. Put in the oven, bake it, done. Easy. Probably
nice.
5 to 10 minutes to get it done. And that's how I like to cook on Thanksgiving morning.
When they call it quick bread, they're not kidding.
Exactly. The other thing we've been doing at the school lately, doing a lot of holiday dinner type classes, is recreating the old green bean casserole.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so this is an item that obviously originated in the late 50s when everything was made with basically cream of mushroom soup from Campbell's.
So true.
Right?
So
not
true.
That it's a bad thing, but actually we've had great success deconstructing it and making it with super quality ingredients, which are a lot of fun. So instead of canned green beans, obviously we use some fresh green beans and we blanch them so that, and a little bit more than just blanch, get them to like al dente, but soft enough to eat.
And keeping that green color.
With a crunch and the green color.
Yeah.
We've been using cremini mushrooms and just cutting them and roasting them in the oven by themselves, just tossed in olive oil to get that real intense mushroom flavor. Then sauteing some garlic and shallot in butter, adding flour and then milk to make bechamel, and then adding some chicken stock for flavor, and then whisking in goat cheese.
No kidding.
Making that the base.
Yeah.
We've also been thinly sort of slicing red onion, tossing it in that very fine ground Wondra flour, and just doing a little deep frying to make these deep fried crispy shallots. So we mix the bechamel, mushrooms, green beans together into the oven. And then when it comes out, top it with these crunchy onions. And it's really, we found though that unless you get a little bit of each, mushroom, green bean, and onion in every bite, it's a relatively boring dish. It just tastes like either green beans or mushrooms.
Right.
So you have to combine it all and do it very strategically.
As I say, mix thoroughly.
Exactly. Cornbread is another one that's a fun one to make. And doing it in the cast iron skillet is a great way to do it. We've been making better bacon, cheddar, cheese, cornbread. Which is a really simple process if you have an iron skillet and all you need is a bowl. You know, just basically good cornmeal. We've been cooking bacon and saving the bacon fat,
right?
Using that instead of lard in the traditional cornbread recipe, and then adding great extra sharp cheddar cheese. We put the skillet in the oven first, 450 degrees, get it super hot, pour the batter in, and then put it back in the oven, reduce the heat, and in about 20 minutes, really good cornbread.
Wow, and it's moist.
Yes, very much so. Cool. And then apples and sweet potatoes we talked about the last time, but we've been making them in a casserole, basically slicing them both, layering them alternatively, and then glazing them with a bourbon honey glaze.
Ooh, nice.
Putting some pecans on top and then roasting that in the oven. And, you know, sort of this combination of both with the bourbon and some sweet, you know, some honey and some brown sugar. They're perfect.
Oh, Jerry, that really sounds great. I can't wait for Thanksgiving.
Yes, and I hope everybody has a great, happy, healthy Thanksgiving.
That's so true. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.